Bez Hashem continues Simon Chafesiv, Vavshin number 56. The Mecharis continue to discuss the importance of not to be Mavir ala mitzvah. If a mitzvah comes in front of you, don't push aside, don't pass over that mitzvah. And he tells us, Impago b'shelroish tchila. What happens if you come across the shelroish first, which is not incorrect? That's not the correct approach. You're supposed to come to the shelyad first. Put on the shelyad first. In this case, tzorich lahavir ala oisa mitzvah, yenech shelyad. You have to put on the shelyad first. Therefore, you pass over. So in this case, you have to pass over the mitzvah shel roish, and because you have to put on the shelyad first, explains the Mishnah Brura. It's dafka paga. It's only if you came to you touch, let's say, the shel roish first. That's when you don't put it on first. However, im hiniach shel roish tchila, if you already put on the shel roish first. You find the shalyad, it moved out of its proper spot. You don't take off the shalroish. Let's say a person accidentally didn't realize what he's doing. He puts on the shalroish first. So he didn't do the proper order. He didn't put in the shalyad first and go ma'ilam b'kodesh, but he put in the shalroish first. So should he take off the shalroish? Says the Mishra, no. You don't take it off. What you did already, you did. You keep it on. Quickly put on the shelyad properly on its place on your arm. However, there are those who disagree. Vayim be'erlocha, and take a look at the be'erlocha. In the be'erlocha, the Mishur brings from the Arzis Achai, and that actually says that if a person did put on the shelroish first, he should take it off and put on the tefillin properly. We're not going to go through the whole be'erlocha here. But the bottom line is, and he says in the last line, Al-Kain, he says, you know, we pass him like the Taz. This that he put on the shel roish, he did something wrong. But in a chanami, he should not take off the mitzvah and then start all over from the beginning and put on the shelyad. And in order to fix the problem, is that he should put on the shelyad, like we said in the Mishnah Berurah, put on the shelyad as soon as possible, and then the person will have fulfilled that which it says, Kol Zman Shebeinei Necha, that when you had the Tefillin Beinei Necha, Yushtayim should have the Shelyad and the Shel Roish. Okay, so Lamaisa, there are other opinions, as he brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, but he says the bottom line is don't take off the Shel Roish. Sifkad Nchav Gimel, the Mechaber said, Tzarech Lahavir Ala Oisa HaMitzvah, if your person came and he touched the Shel Roish, he should pass over that mitzvah and put on the Shelyad first. Why is this? Because in this specific case, the pasuk says first ukshartum. It says to tie, to bind, to wrap the tefillin around your arm. Then afterwards, it says toitafos. It says the tefillin should be in between your eyes. So since it talks about first the shelyad and then the shelroish, therefore we specifically want to put in the tefillin in such an order, even if it's a situation of bimaver lamitzvah, which is a deraisa. In this case, we're not going to be as concerned on the point of being maver la mitzvah, of passing over the mitzvah. But opposed to regards to the tzitzis and tefillin, though, let's say a person took out his tefillin before his tzitzis, so he should put on the, technically speaking, he should put on the tefillin before his tzitzis. Siv Zayin. We continue now with Mechab on the top of the page. Yivaruch lohaniach b'komet tachas ahei lohipatech v'dogish. So this is a very important halacha over here, because if we don't say the words correctly, they're going to have a different meaning now. Mechaber tells us to make a bracha luhaniach with a komatz under the hay, and not with a patach or a dogish. Shehu lashon hanocha. The komatz is hanocha. Hanocha means to place, to put on. K'mash shekasev luhaniach bracha al beisecha. There should be a bracha placed on your house. V'loy bepatach shehu lashon aziva. But if you make the bracha lehaniach with a patoch, so it means to remove, to leave. K'mo shekosav achichem echad hanichu iti. As Yosef at Tzadik said to the Shvatim, that one of you will be remaining with me, will be leaving, was going to stay with me. So it's very important when a person makes the bracha lehaniach tefillin to make sure he says with a komatz and not a patoch. It has two different meanings. Sif ches. Kol ha-mitzin zvar chaleim oivir la-siyosin. Perush kaidim. It's from the Gemara in Psachim, rather, that all the mitzvahs a person has to make, here he says also Menachas, he has to make the do the mitzvah over lasiyasim, which means you make the bracha and then you do the mitzvah. Lefichach tzorich levarich ala tefilah shel yad achar hanocha ala kibayris koydim kshirasim. Shekshirasim zuim etziyasim. So you put the tefillin on your arm. Then when the tefillin is resting on your arm, that's when you make the bracha, and then you start wrapping the tefillin around your arm. Says the Ramah, V'chein b'shalroish, koidim she'mahad koi b'roishoi. By the shalroish, this is also important because people don't do this all the time correctly. You want to put the tefillin shalroish on your head. When it's resting on your head, that's when you make the bracha. If you make the bracha, almetz is tefillin, like the minhag of Ashkenazim, and then you tighten it around your head, then you say Baruch Shem. Let's explain the Mishnah over here. Seif Katin Chaf Hei. Achar Hanacha. You should make the bracha after you place the tefillin on your arm. The Kaidim Lachin Lachatchila in Royal Levarich. Because beforehand, it's not appropriate to make the bracha. You don't want to make the bracha too early when you're putting the tefillin up on your arm. Rather, when it's resting on your bicep. In Royal Levarich, Dahavi Kaidim the Kaidim. It's too early. You have to try to put and do the make the bracha as close to the mitzvah as possible. Koidim kshirasan. Before you tie the tefillin around your arm, that is when you should make the bracha, right before you wrap the tefillin around your arm. As we'll see later on in the Simcha Vav, I believe as well, that even if you already did the mitzvah, by putting it on, you can still, you're Isaac in the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha. The mitzvah that's continuing to go, still, in other words, you're still doing your osuk in the mitzvah, you're involved in the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha. Similar point we find also by the dalaminim. When should a person make the bracha by the dalaminim? So the Pesukim explain, one approach is you pick up the esrog upside down. You pick up the lulav, the hadas, and the ravis in your right hand. You pick up the esrog upside down, so you didn't do the mitzvah yet. Then you make the bracha, you turn the esrog over, and then you shake it. And what happens if a person picked up the dalaminim all in the right direction, so you already did the mitzvah? Says the Aruch HaShulchan that since you're still osuk in the mitzvah, you're still involved in the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha on the dalaminim. Similar case over here, you're still involved with the putting on the tefillin. Siv Kotin Chav Zayin, Koyim Shemahatkon, when it comes to the tefillin Shalroish, you should make sure to have this tefillin resting on your head, make the bracha, and then tighten the shalroish. Ki ahiduku mitzvah akshira, because the hiduk, the tightening of the tefillin shalroish, that is the mitzvah, that is the kshira, that is the binding it, if you will, on your head. But tzarech gamkin lizor, you also have to be careful, shiha bracha achar shemunach mal ha'roish, the bracha has to be after it's already resting on your head. Not like it's up in the air, and then you make the bracha. Not like those people who make the bracha when the tefillin are still in their hand. Once again, it's another problem of koidim de koidim, which just means it's too early, too many steps before the actual mitzvah is ready to make the bracha on it. Another example of this is that sometimes people make a bracha on a talus gadol when the talus gadol is in front of them. In other words, they're holding in front of them. Their eyes are looking at the back of the talus, and they make the bracha, and then they bring it around them and they wrap themselves with it. That also, in Hilchos Tzitzis, we learned that's koidim de koidim. It's too early to make the bracha. When should you make the bracha? When you're holding the talus behind you, behind your back, then you make the bracha, and then you put it on. Let's continue over here in the Mishnah Brura. Gam b'shas bracha al tefillin shel roish yireh shiyeh mechuse roish v'talus v'leivarech b'gilui roish. Also, a person has to be careful when he makes the bracha. He says you have to make sure your head is covered with the talus, yarmulke of the same matter. V'leivarech b'gilui roish. Don't make a bracha b'gilui roish. I'll tell you, be'enai re'isi, I've seen people who are learning people, what they do is they want to put on a tefillin on their head. They take off their yarmulke because the yarmulke doesn't fit well with the tefillin. Then they're pressing down the ritzuas on their head. So when did they make the bracha on the shalroish? Hopefully not without a yarmulke on their head. But I'm telling you, I've seen this. I spoke to somebody about this. And then they're holding the yarmulke in their hand. They're putting down the ritzuas, pressing it down around their head. Then when it's all said and done, then you put the yarmulke back on their head. So it's not my chiddush over here. Unfortunately, Mishmar is saying already, don't make a bracha with your head not covered. People don't realize sometimes. Siftes also lahasek b'dibur bein tefila b'shul yad leftil shel reish. It's a very important person, cannot interrupt, no interruptions. When once he puts on tefila shel yad, cannot interrupt until he finishes, and then puts on the tefila shel reish. V'im hisik mevarech al shel reish al mitzvah tefila. If a person did make a hafsek, he has to make a new bracha on the tefila shel reish. He makes the bracha. He makes and makes the bracha of al mitzvah tefila. Says the mishmar sifkod chavches also lahasek afilu b'dibur shel mitzvah. Even it's a dibur of a mitzvah, even it's something to do of a mitzvah category, it's aser to be masked. Going to Hashiv Shalom the Rabbi Cholkai Gavna. What's an example of a tefillah of a dibur of mitzvah to respond and give a greeting to your Rebbe? It's a mitzvah to give a greeting to a Rebbe, to respond to the Rebbe. Nonetheless, in this case, you're also you're involved with the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel roish, so you cannot make a hafsek. You're going to cause a bracha which is not necessary, because you'd have to make a new bracha, like we just said, of al mitzvahs tefillin. First white line in the Mishmar, v'afilu lo'isna ha'menichim tefillin b'chol ha'moyed, b'li bracha. Even those people who put on tefillin on chol ha'moyed without a bracha, ha'menichim tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, achar shecholatz tefillin d'Rashi, or they put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam after they take off Rashi tefillin, or they take off the tefillin with intention to put them back on. In all these scenarios, the Rama Besif Yud Beis Pasek, the Ein Sarech Las Lavarech Kishamanichan Achakach, then that in all these cases, you don't have to make a new bracha when you put it back on, or by tefillin or reino time, you don't make a bracha in the first place. Afilo achi averihi lo hasiach beinehen. The lechatchila binan shiyu smuchin uktufin zela zed. The chsiv ha'ilach ala ois ayotcho. What is the Mishmar telling us? Whenever you put on tefillin, whether it's on Chol HaMoed, a person puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and most people put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, do not make a bracha. By Yekis, there are those who have a custom, a minhag, to make a bracha on Chol HaMoed. But let's say, even if you don't make a bracha on Chol HaMoed, or let's say you put on tefillin on Rabbeinu Tam, and you don't make a bracha on tefillin on Rabbeinu Tam, and if you're putting tefillin on back right away, and in the case where you're not going to make a new bracha, still you cannot be masik when you put in the shel yad to shel roish. That's what the Mishmar is teaching us right now. You cannot interrupt. Sif katan chof tes. The Mechaber said also lahasik b'dibur. You cannot interrupt with speech. V'afilu b'lashon kodesh. Even lashon kodesh l'chadchilo also afilu lahasik b'shtika. It's even lechatchila forbidden to pause in silence and just wait. If a person is pausing for an extended period of time for no good reason, even if he didn't take his mind off the tefillin, still the pause itself is not appropriate. And even for a person, he puts on the shel yad, and as he's taking out the shel roish, he sees his friend walks in, so he like nods his head, or he gives a wink, good morning, how are you, whatever he's motioning, all of this is also to do. So he says, gam kein yesh lezor l'chadchila, if you're careful not to do this. Im yiniach tefillin shel yad bebayis zeh, u tefillin shel roish bebayis acher, or yedaitu lezeh, if a person put on his tefillin shel roish in one room, bayis also means rooms many times, you see, means a cheder, person put on the tefillin shel yad in one room and tefillin shel roish in a different room. He says, take a look earlier in the Hilchos Tefillin, in the Hilchos Tzitzis, in Simen Ches Sif Yud Gimel, what we spoke about over there. Earlier over there in Simen Ches, he's discussing that there's a concept of shinei makom, just like by brachas with food, that the person would have to make a new bracha. So too, over there, he's discussing shinei makom. Person changes the location where he is, he would also perhaps have to make a new bracha. Ayin Sham. We said in the Mechaber that a person cannot be masik, cannot interrupt in between putting on the shel yad to shel roish. And if he was masik, what should he do? He has to make a new bracha, al mitzvah tefillin. Says the Mishmar Sifkot and Lamed, afilu b'shoigeg, even if he did this by mistake, he didn't do it intentionally, he slipped, he didn't realize for a second, and he spoke, he interrupted, he made a hefsek. Nonetheless, before he puts on tefillin shel roish, he has to make a new bracha, al mitzvah tefillin. Now, this is going all in accordance of the Mechaber, when the Mechaber says you only make one bracha of lo haniach tefillin. Now, the Rama picks up and says, Uli didon de noyeg in levarach shtei brachos according to us, we make two brachas anytime, all the situation, every situation. Even if you were not mafsik, you did not interrupt. So explains the Ramah, let's say a person was mafsik. Let's say a person did interrupt. In between the shel yad, the shel roish. So before he puts on the shel roish, he's going to make two brachas now. He puts on the shel roish, or before he ties it down and rets it properly on his head, he has to make the bracha lohaniach tefillin, as well as al mitzvahs tefillin. Says the Mishmar Sifkat Namar Aleph, ulidan, ki ha-tam sh'onu mevarchin shtei brachas. The reason why B'nai Ashkenaz make two brachas. Al tefillin, on the tefillin, v'loi daid b'birchas lohaniach levad hu, and it's not enough to just make the bracha lohaniach. Sh'onu soivrim, the ikir tikkun ha-brachas, elu kacha yisav. Because we hold, like Rabbeinu Tam, as we had learned, that the main establishment of making the brachas is to make two. The betchilas hanachasim, tiknu levarach, lohaniach, to make the bracha lohaniach on the shalyad. V'koi nam yal shalroish, and that also applies to the shalroish. Uchshemeniach shalroish, and when you put in the shalroish, umahadkoi, and then you tie it on your head, meaning you place it down properly on your head, mevarach nami al mitzvahs, shazui gemara mitzvah. So then you also make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin, which is the conclusion of the mitzvah of putting on your tefillin. So the beginning of the mitzvah is the bracha you make on the shalyad, lohaniach tefillin, which also goes on the shalroish, which means that we should also have in mind when you make the bracha lohaniach tefillin on the shalyad, that you have in mind that that bracha should also go on the tefillin shalroish. Besides for that, we conclude the mitzvah of tefillin by making the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. But if a person was mastic and interrupted after you put in the shal yad, before you put in the shal roish, when he puts in the shal roish, he has to make now the two brachas. He has to make the bracha again, the lohaniach, and now make the bracha al mitzvahs. That's what we just learned here in the Mishnah Berurah. Hilkoch memela im chsoch v'siach daito. If he spoke or he took his mind off the mitzvah, tzorich l'achzul l'varich gam lohaniach al shal roish. He has to make a new bracha, also lohaniach on the shal roish. L'achzul l'varich sifkot l'am beiz v'nochin shi mashmish oz. It's appropriate to like move the tefillin, the drop of the shalyad, and tighten the kesher. So what the Mishnah is explaining over here is like this. You're making the bracha, a person spoke in between the shalyad and the shalroish. So what should he do now? We just said you make the bracha lohaniach tefillin, and the almitz is tefillin, and you put on the shalroish. When you finish that, you should also move the shalyada drop, and it's as if now you just put it on in the first place. It's as if you put it on in the proper order. And if you made the bracha without moving it, so if you made the bracha without moving it, then you should move it. So he actually says to you, you want to make the bracha, move the shalyad, not like I said originally, move the shalyad, then continue to make the bracha al mitzvahs tefillin. So make the bracha lohaniach, move the shalyad a little, so therefore it's like you put in the shalyad now, then make the bracha al mitzvahs and put in the shalroish. And if not, then move the shalyad after you put on the shalroish. Mitzvah Shem, next time we continue with Sif Yud, we'll discuss what happens if a person talks. We just spoke about talking is forbidden, but what happens if he talks, let's tzorich mitzvah tefillin, for the purpose of the mitzvah tefillin, does he have to make a new bracha?